from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Despite claims that a perceived warming of relations between the U.S. and Iran has left the U.S. ally Saudi Arabia feeling betrayed, there were no outward indications of a rift on Saturday as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi and other Gulf officials. Iran and Saudi Arabia have been at odds lately, and the Iran nuclear accord, which the U.S. helped negotiate, has now gone into effect. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir said, "I don't believe the United States is under any illusion as to what type of government Iran is." U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu that happened in Istanbul. The Syrian conflict, the war against the Islamic State, or Daesh as it's often called, topped the agenda of the talks. Later, Mr. Biden spoke with reporters.
"We do know that it would be better if we could reach a political solution, but we are prepared. We're prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and taking out Daesh."
Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. More common ground appeared to be found, with Mr. Biden acknowledging Turkey's stance toward the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, and Islamic State as equal threats. UN Security Council has departed Africa, considering its options to help quell political violence in Burundi. Council members had a disappointing meeting with President Pierre Nkurunziza Friday, in which he showed no sign of softening his rejection of an African Union peacekeeping force. Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people. This is VOA News.